The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Cool.
Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Stoner's Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Greg here at Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh! Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Oh, yeah. Stoner Jesus Show. Chapter 1, verse 36, hour 2. It's April 8th, 2018 as we record this live. Of course, we do 2 hours every Sunday night at StonerJesus420 on Twitter and on Periscope is where you can find the first hour streamed on video. If you want the full 2-hour video of the show, if you want to see hour 2 on video, you have to be a patron of the show, patreon.com/StonerJesus420. If you want the audio of the show, of course, StonerJesus.net. If you missed hour 1, we did a lot of stuff. Go check it out. Check out the video if you're a patron, of course, and on Twitter and on Periscope at StonerJesus420. With the audio of Hour 1, go to StonerJesus.net. Check it out, and then come back to Hour 2 or watch Hour 2 and then watch Hour 1. It really doesn't matter. It's not like it's a continuous plot line. It's a show. Not if you missed the first hour, I mean, you can listen the second hour first or whatever you want to do. I'm not gonna harsh your mellow, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to harsh your mellow at all. No harshing of the mellow on the Stoner Jesus Show. All information about the Stoner Jesus Show, social media, our sponsors, past episodes, all that stuff. StonerJesus.net. Go check us out. StonerJesus.net. First thing we're talking about here in hour two is social media. I spend a lot of time on social media. A ton. You know, all across all platforms, we're talking like 170,000 followers. I'm on Twitter all day. I'm constantly checking email, even, you know, YouTube. I'm posting clips. I'm cutting out clips of the show and posting them various places. Like 11 different social media networks I'm active on. It's a lot. It takes up a lot of time. And then when I think to myself, well, it takes up a lot of time and, you know, it's a lot of work and a lot of effort. I'm building this show. That's what I tell myself. I'm, you know, whether it's this show or cannabis news or what I write on Marijuana Times, marijuanatimes.org, all of those things, you see, Marijuana Times right there. I'm doing all this stuff and it's, you know, it's for, you know, to advance my brand and my career and what I'm doing. So that's why I do it. But everybody has, when you get right down to it, everybody has an excuse for why they spend so much time on social media. This next video is from Paul Joseph Watson. Now, I don't agree with everything Paul Joseph Watson says. I know a lot of people are going to say, well, he's on InfoWars, so he's full of shit, conspiracy theorist, so on and so forth. Whatever you think about him, that's fine. Although I would submit he's not, you know, he strays from a lot of the crazier conspiracy theory shit that Alex Jones gets into. But regardless of how you feel about him, just like with the Steven Crowder video in the first hour, I disagree with Steven Crowder about a lot, including marijuana and legalization and its effects. When he gets right down to it, he also agrees that legalization should happen, but then he thinks the effects are worse than they are. But he debated, there's a good video of him debating Joe Rogan on that, which Joe Rogan's not the best, you know, to represent the cannabis side. He's a, you know, he's a smart dude, but he's not, you know, immersed in it every day. He's out hunting elk and posting videos on Instagram and shit like that. Anyway, he's sidetracked. Regardless of what you think about Paul Joseph Watson, listen to what he says here, if you have the video version, watch. And I'll tell you what my thoughts as well throughout the video. But just listen and because I know all of you use social media. That's most how most people find this show. Some people find it through search, but most find it through social media. So I know that you probably do a lot of the same things I do, and then you spend a lot of time on social media. So here's Paul Joseph Watson, his YouTube video about social media.
Aren't we all a lot happier before social media existed? Is social media stripping us of our basic humanity, stunting our intellect, making us depressed, and irreparably damaging personal relationships? One of Facebook's earliest executives dropped a bombshell when he admitted that social media was programming its users and destroying the fabric of society.
I feel tremendous guilt. It literally is a point now where I think we have created tools that are ripping apart the social fabric of how society works. That is truly where we are. Your behaviors, you don't realize it, but you are being programmed. It was unintentional, but now you got to decide how much you're willing to give up.
So
you're being programmed to be led around by that screen. You can see anywhere you go out in public, you see how many people are on their phone, especially like at a doctor's office or something. There's a slow breaking down of, you know, society and the way we interact with each other socially. Not that I'm big on that. I hate fucking interacting with people socially in real life. It's annoying and aggravating. But I think on some level, it's also necessary. We have to ask ourselves whether or not, you know, we're losing that.
Social media was designed to be addictive. It provides the same kind of dopamine hit that you get from smoking, drinking alcohol, or gambling.
We know that engagement with social media and our cell phones releases a chemical called dopamine. That's why when you get a text, it feels good, right? So, you know, we've all had it where you're feeling a little bit down or feeling a bit lonely. And so you send out 10 texts to 10 friends, you know, hi. Because it feels good when you get a response, right? Right?
Actually, to be fair, I've never done that. That seems weird. It seems really needy and pathetic. You just send a bunch of texts out to a bunch of people and say hi, and then see who writes you back. I think you need to, you need a hobby or something.
It's why we count the likes. It's why we go back 10 times to see if my Instagram is growing slower. Did I do something wrong? Do they not like me anymore? Right? The trauma for young kids to be unfriended, right? Because we know when you get it, you get a hit of dopamine, which feels good. It's why we
unfriended.
Like it. It's why we keep going back to it.
They get unfriended.
Dopamine is the exact same chemical that makes us feel good when we smoke, when we drink, and when we gamble.
Sounds like a party.
In other words, it's highly, highly addictive.
We're so addicted. Our brains sometimes fool us into thinking a dopamine hit is imminent when it isn't. I'm talking about phantom vibration syndrome.
This means those people think the phone is vibrating when it's really not. And psychologists say these fake phone calls are all in your head. Those who are big time talkers on the phone or who use the phone to text or tweet a lot, well, they say they feel these fake phone calls more often. And so do people who are anxious or insecure.
Next time you're in...
Yeah, I got to admit, I felt that before. I thought my phone was going off and it wasn't. Is that really because I'm craving interaction through my phone or a dopamine hit? Or maybe is it something else? I don't know. Even when in this video, I don't buy everything, but still, it's incredibly interesting.
In a car driving down a busy street, look out the window. Notice how many young people have their heads buried in their phones. Even in an environment where there are potential threats, obstacles, and things of interest to observe and absorb, they still can't tear themselves away. This addiction has overridden their basic survival mechanism of being aware of their surroundings in an open environment. That's how addicted they are.
I mean, look at the one on the right.
Do you have to make faces when you...
There's those girls have the famous clip of all those girls at the baseball game all taking selfies and shit with their food.
Take selfies?
Wait, one more now.
Oh, there you go.
Better angle. Oh, check it. Did that come out okay?
That's the best one of the 300 pictures I've taken of myself today.
Every girl in the picture is locked into her phone.
Oh, Lord.
Every single one is dialed in. Welcome to parenting in 2015. They're all just completely transfixed by the technology.
Why are millennials particularly vulnerable to social media addiction? Because their parents and daycare instilled in them an endless desperate compulsion for validation. This is the me, me, me generation. This is the generation with the lowest self-esteem ever. Hence the constant need for reassurance that they exist. What fulfills that need? Social media. This is a generation whose natural coping mechanisms are so eroded, they've adopted rampant narcissism as a form of stress relief. Where is that narcissism most rewarded? You guessed it, social media. Likes, shares, and retweets are to a millennial what a pacifier is to a baby. It's literally infantilizing our brains. It's regressing us.
A baby. It's like a baby.
Back to infanthood. And what's another trait of infanthood? Short attention spans. Our attention spans have been decimated by social media. We're kept in a perpetual state of distraction and disruption. This constant influx of new information prevents...
That's true. That's definitely noticeable. Even over the last 10 years, people's attention spans is incredible.
It's our brains from being able to process that info and send it into long-term...
Process the baby! Yes.
The memory. Do you ever wonder why your memory seems so much worse than it used to be? If you're constantly distracted by new information, you can't devote the required attentiveness to any one subject. So everything is just a superficial snapshot. Some of you probably got distracted 30 seconds into this video and started reading the comments. Our brains adapt physically.
I do that a lot. I'll start scrolling down during a video. See what other people said about it.
So our changing environment. This is called neuroplasticity. Social media and the internet in general has rewired our brains to make us only capable of shallow thinking. Studies also show that the more distracted you are, the more difficult it is to feel empathy. Another casualty of social media. Social media also causes depression because people are seeing the carefully curated highlight reels of other people's amazingly interesting lives, then feeling inadequate and lonely when they compare it to their own. An added irony is that while millennials use social media to alleviate their stress, it's actually causing them more stress. The University of Queensland study found that quitting Facebook for just 5 days led to a noticeable drop in cortisol levels. Social media can also be blamed for the obsession with identity politics that's tearing apart the fabric of civil discourse. Real-world experience forms rounded characters. Social media draws us away from the real world. This vacuum of real-world experience causes confusion and identity crisis. Hence, 75 different genders. There's even a link between the rise in smartphone and social media use and the emergence of college campus snowflakes.
It short circuits the brain, and we're starting to find that it has actual cognitive consequences, one of them being this sort of pervasive background hum of anxiety. Now, the canary in the coal mine for this issue is actually college campuses. If you talk to mental health experts on college campuses, they'll tell you, along with the rise of ubiquitous smartphone use and social media use among the students on the campus came an explosion of anxiety-related disorders.
Students who are bathed in this constant background hum of anxiety are so emotionally brittle, they're triggered by anything. The positives of social media, well, everyone has a voice. And while in principle this allows for the democratization of information, in practice it equates to billions of retards sharing pictures of their food and hurling vile insults at strangers for having the wrong opinion. It equates to maniacal witch hunt mobs destroying people's reputations and careers because they said something deemed offensive. And yes, I'm painfully aware of the irony of someone who has forged an identity partly thanks to social media lecturing you about how terrible social media is. But this is as much an instructional video for me as it is for you. We're all addicts. We need to modify our behavior before it modifies us permanently. We have to escape this electronic ghetto. Here's a few things we can all do now. Turn off all non-essential notifications on your phone. Try and make a routine of only checking your messages and emails a maximum of 5 times.
Make sure you take a lot of time on Sundays or whenever to listen to the Stone of Jesus show.
A day, less if possible.
Fucking dope impressions. Fucking master.
Use the internet like your parents use the internet. Go on there to do what you intend to do. Then get off. Don't get distracted by 100 different strands.
Just go to the porno site you're going to, jack off and be done with it, you fucking wanker.
Friends. Don't surf the web. Try and be disciplined. Respect the value of your own time. Don't charge your phone next to your bed. Don't be pressured to check all the messages on all your accounts as soon as you wake up. Leave your phone in a different room to the one you're in at every opportunity. And if it's not absolutely essential for your career, just get off social media entirely. There's no point in being a public figure if you don't...
Yeah, I can't do that. I got too much shit going on, son.
Don't get any of the benefits of being a public figure if you implement these changes. And I've got to implement them too. You'll be...
A public figure! So anyway, there you go. That's, it's interesting shit, you know, about social media. Like I said, I'm on a lot. It gives me a lot to think about because it is essential for my career and what I do that I'm on social media and I'm on the computer a lot. You know, you have to combat that in some way. I try to spend some time outside, these few minutes a day. See what's going on out there. People out in the real world. But I try to, you know, when I'm out doing something, I try to keep myself off the phone. I can't keep, you know, checking the goddamn phone all the time. It's not healthy. You want to be healthy. But again, it doesn't count when it comes to, like, watching this show. Technically, watching this show is not social media, even if you're using social media to get to it. Just go to sternjesus.net and you'll find everything you need there. And you never have to do, you know, anything. That site and Patreon, you can get everything you need to get. SternJesus.net. Go check this shit out. Coming up, we got the return of Jersey Shore. Yeah, that's right, bitches. Jersey motherfucking Shore. If you don't like Jersey Shore, well, I don't know. Unless you make fun of them. Because there is, I mean, I like the show. I watch the show. But there's a ton to make fun of. It's part of the wonder. It's part of the wonder that is Jersey Shore. Stoner Jesus Show. Chapter 1, verse 36. We'll find all the audio and everything else about the show, as I said, at stonerjesus.net. Full 2-hour video of the show, patreon.com/stonerjesus, 420.
The Stoner Jesus Show on cannabisradio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here again to tell you about another great sponsor of the show, Pipler Sanitizing Tissues. Click that clean and sanitize banner on stonerjesus.net. Pipler tissues are specifically formulated wipes that will clean and remove resin and sanitize any of your smoking accessories. It's vegan, it's alcohol-free, which means it's not flammable, and it's great for social settings. It kills 99.9% of disease-causing germs within seconds. As I said, it's specifically formulated to clean out the resin and tar from your smoking devices. Click that clean and sanitize banner on stonerjesus.net and make sure you follow Pipler Tissues on Twitter, P-I-P-L-E-R Tissues on Twitter. Find them on Amazon. Just click that clean and sanitize banner on stonerjesus.net and get your disinfecting wipes. They'll work for any smoking accessory or mouthpiece all in one wipe. Pipler Tissues, great new sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. Click that clean and sanitize banner on stonerjesus.net. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, Corlore 420. Check out corlore420.com, K-O-R-L-O-R-420.com, or simply click that Corlore banner on stonerjesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. Get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. It retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then silk is for you. Go check out Corlore. Click that Corlore banner on stonerjesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10. That's all one word, STONERJESUS and the number 10. For 10% off of any purchase at Corlore, no minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on stonerjesus.net. Get to pressing, get to extracting. Check out Corlore and their banner on stonerjesus.net. And make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10 to get 10% off of any purchase. Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show Live. A lot more funny stuff, music. All that coming up. It is time now for St. Peter's Man in the Street segment, which is also alternately titled Speak to the Peter. Really didn't catch on the way I was hoping it would. Speak to the Peter.
doesn't have that ring that I was hoping for. In any case, I'm waiting to get the sign that St. Peter's outside with the wireless microphone revved up and going. See what he's I know, already tell it's gonna be awful. For those of you who don't know, St. Peter is in a wheelchair. He's had many misfortunes over the last few weeks, or last couple months rather, including his hip being broken and his last man of the street segment when he tried to break dance. He came upon a group of young toughs and attempted to break dance with them, and it went horribly wrong, as you can imagine that it would. And he broke his hip, spent some time in the hospital for that. And then a few weeks ago, we did guess that racial, ethnic, and sexual stereotype, Billy Madison style. And he had was commonly referred to as a cherry bomb stuck in his ass. And he got the first question wrong, as I suspected he would. The intern lit the cherry bomb and it did explode while between Peter's butt cheeks. So I guess now, you know, he's in the wheelchair, and that's just what he's going to do. He's just going to be in the wheelchair. That's going to be his thing. You see him rolling down the street. Is he ready yet or not? I'm killing time here, waiting for him to get out there. The reason I bring up the wheelchair is it's going to take him 40 minutes to get out there. We really should have sent an intern. Is this building even wheelchair accessible? I don't think it is. Oh, man. This is going to take forever. He's left a couple minutes ago. We don't have that kind of time. We got 2 hours. Okay, is he outside? Okay. Just roll those fuckers down the step. Let's go. Got shit to do. You find somebody on the street? Oh, God. I'm sensing a train wreck. Is he ready? Okay. Peter? Peter, are you there?
Yeah, Jesus, I'm here. Hear me?
Peter.
Jesus.
You got to hold the microphone closer, Peter.
Oh, can you hear me, Jesus? Can you hear me, Jesus? I'm here, man. I'm here. He's got to wheel this thing, man.
Why?
Trying to wheel this thing.
Shouldn't we send an intern out there to, like, push him?
It's, like, difficult. He has
it too late
shit.
For that.
It's difficult, Jesus.
Okay.
Try to wheel this
Peter?
What?
Peter, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Jesus. What? I'm here, motherfucker.
Okay, man. All right. I need you to go out on the street. I need you to find some people to interview.
I'm working on
it.
God damn it.
This is your segment. Speak to the Peter.
I know. That's a stupid name, by the way. Jesus.
Well,
what?
Well, be that as it may.
I'm trying to wheel this
I need
chair,
you
Jesus.
To get your ass out on the street and interview some people.
I'm trying to wheel the chair.
This is the segment. We got some time to do.
I'm working on it.
Between the music.
It.
Let's go.
Motherfucker.
We're killing time between the music. Come on, Peter. Just roll.
Here.
You've been
I'm
in that
rolling.
Fucking chair for weeks. You don't know how to work that thing yet?
I'm rolling, motherfucker. Shut up. You're getting my fucking nerves, you bastard.
All right. Yeah. Let's just go. Are you on the street yet?
No, I'm not on the fucking street
yet.
Oh, my God. God damn it.
He's still in the courtyard.
Is
there anybody that can go down there? I can't go down there.
What?
Of course, I'm on the radio. I'm doing a show. So if anybody else could get their asses down there, that would be awesome. Anybody?
It's impossible.
Anybody?
Jesus. You're talking to me, Jesus?
An intern in Peter's little glass booth is just shaking his head. What does that mean?
What?
Oh, my God. Peter, are you out on the street yet?
No, God damn it. I'm still trying to work this motherfucker. Trying to work this goddamn
Holy
thing and roll
shit.
It. Roll it and talk at the same
Holy
time.
Shit, son.
So it's impossible.
This is not going well
it's
at all.
Brain surgery or something.
This is not going well
this
at all.
Shit, man. Come on.
Peter, I really, we've killed 5 minutes with this shit. I need you to get out
Jesus,
on the street.
I'm fucking trying, goddammit. Quit fucking telling me stupid bullshit. Quit fucking yelling at me in my ear.
Get your ass out there, goddammit.
I am trying to get out there. Don't you cuss at me, you motherfucker.
No one's coming to push you.
No.
Just go. Just go.
It really would help if somebody fuck you, Jesus. Goddammit. I'm trying to work
awful.
This
awful. This is awful.
This goddamn microphone. You can have to try it, bitch. What? Motherfucker, I'm trying to roll this shit.
Listen, man, calm down.
You fucking calm down, you son of a bitch. You fucking piece of
I
shit,
know,
cocksucker.
I know.
You try to get out here and do this, god
hey,
damn it.
Hey,
motherfucker.
Hey, Peter.
What?
Peter.
What?
You on the street yet?
I'm not on the goddamn street yet, you stupid bastard. Fuck you, Jesus. Fuck you and your stupid segment. Don't laugh at me, bitch.
You know what?
It's fucking impossible.
You know what? That was good enough. Never mind, Peter.
What?
Don't worry about it.
What?
You don't need to go out on the street tonight. That was, you got, you, You brought me the entertainment factor that I was looking for.
Are you fucking kidding me, Jesus?
Yeah, yeah, just come on back, man.
Oh my fucking God, you stupid cocksucking, ball-licking motherfucker. You sent me all the way out here almost to the goddamn street for this fucking bullshit.
Well, start your way back, you and maybe back, shit, back here by the end of the show.
I fucking hate you,
come
Jesus.
On, man. Come
I'm
on, you're good.
I'm gonna get back in there, I'm gonna slit your goddamn throat, you piece of motherfucking shit.
All right.
Cocksucking.
We're signing off now. Thank you, Peter.
Motherfucker.
All right. Okay, that's enough of that. That's enough. All right. I wasn't planning on sending him all the way to like the almost to the street and then making him come back, but it turned out to be pretty good. I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that. St. Peter's pissed off. I think it's good. I think it's good. It's not like we're going to redo it. That's it. One take. It's live radio. That's it. Still, I think we salvaged something out of nothing. That's the key. That's the key to good radio. When life hands you lemons, say, hey, motherfucker, are these lemons? Where's my weed? Stern Jesus Show Live. Music, comedy. See if St. Peter ever makes it back. Coming up.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need. OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape. They got single seeds. They got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA.
Introducing 420 Cloud, ignited by MSIG, one of the fastest growing social apps around. The only app you'll need for all things cannabis. Find the latest cannabis news, videos, and stories, ranging from business and tech to sports and medicine. Start your career in cannabis by seeking, identifying, and applying for jobs through our expansive listings. For businesses, 420cloud.com features a full-scale cross-channel network, monetizing high traffic for big data conversion and analytics. Download 420 Cloud now from the iTunes Store or Google Play. MSIG.com is a publicly listed company on the OTC, symbol MCIG.
Have you heard of GreenGonDetox.com? A team of pharmacists has collaborated for over 2 years to create a new solution for your cannabis detox needs. The only product designed by pharmacists to specifically support the elimination of cannabis metabolites found in urine. The product is called GreenGon, and our results have been absolutely incredible. All detox kits come with a money-back guarantee and free shipping. Get clean, get Green Gone. That's GreenGonDetox.com. Use the discount code TRYIT to get 20% off your entire order. That's TRYIT, all one word. Still not convinced? How about free overnight shipping when you spend $60 or more? That's GreenGonDetox.com for your marijuana detox needs.
Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina. Candid.
I want to give you the inside story.
Captivating.
I want to introduce you to my kind and amazingly talented friends.
Compelling.
We get to meet some of the most amazing cannabis activists and warriors around.
Listen in as medical marijuana pioneer Dr. Dina shares never-before-heard stories, chats with cannabis insiders and celebrity friends, and provides invaluable perspective and insight into one of the fastest-growing industries in the world.
I want to share with you what was once confidential information. Let's expose the truth, discuss the issues, and learn the facts.
Cannabis Confidential, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. Yeah. Stern Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 36. Coordinate live on April 8th, 2018. This is Hour 2 of Chapter 1, Verse 36. Go catch the first hour of sternjesus.net. We also stream the first hour of the show for free every Sunday night at sternjesus420 on Twitter and on Periscope. For all information on the show, all that shit, sternjesus.net. The St. Peter man on the street wheelchair thing, I had forgotten about that. We just played that during the last break. It was the time we sent St. Peter's in the wheelchair, and he had a hard time maneuvering the wheelchair, and we sent him all the way out to do his man on the street interview. And then it took forever, so I called him back, and he was very, very pissed off. No new voicemail, as I mentioned in the first hour, from St. Peter, what he's up to, when he'll be back. Who knows? I just know that I look over the little glass, his little booth. His booth is dark. He's not here. That makes me happy. Gives me a warm feeling. The warm feeling that comes from not having St. Peter in close proximity. Now, as promised, my review of Jersey Shore. Excuse me. I'm not too proud to admit that I watched the first run of Jersey Shore. I've seen every episode. I know all the ins and outs, the ups and downs, the dramas, all that bullshit. So I was interested in watching the reunion, the family vacation. Apparently the first part was 2 hours. They showed the first two episodes together. I'm like an hour and 15 minutes through that. So this is a review of the first hour and 15 minutes of the new Jersey Shore family vacation show. But first, let's check out the trailer.
Soon to be dad.
Can't wait to see my friends. Let's do this.
I love my children, but I never let loose.
So anyway, they're in this dope fucking house. J-Wow still looks pretty good. Dina's eh. Snooki's got some big old titties. Good for her. She gets fucking plastered the first night. She knows what's up. She knows they call these motherfuckers back. They got big ratings. I imagine they all, look at some of the way some of them are living, and some of them are hurting for money. But, they know the drill. They're going to come back, and they're going to be Jersey Shore. They're going to get into some crazy shit and give the editor something to put together. And so far from, the hour and 15 minutes that I've seen, that's counting commercials. That's what they did.
We're going harder than we've ever gone before.
We're older, but I don't think any of us are wiser.
United States versus the situation.
Dude, prison's no joke. It's scary. He's literally not gonna survive.
Yeah. We are ring shopping.
What? I feel like we're classy now.
Party's here!
Well, kinda.
Let the fist pumping begin.
GTL.
Motherhood has made me crazy.
We are just loving each other and having a blast.
We're like the hottest messes ever.
MVP is back together.
The situation has become the inspiration.
As we age, we just get more delinquency. What's the word?
Oh my God.
I imagine this time around, hold on, there was more to that.
Reek of alcohol.
All right, sorry for cutting you all off. That was important. We get that in there. like the first time around, imagine this part of this reboot of Jersey Shore is going to have the people that like the show and watch the show like me and people who absolutely fucking hate the show. And there's a lot of reason to hate the show. It's a really stupid show. That's what people like, I suppose. That's what I like. I want to see what they're going to do. Live vicariously through them. I don't do that shit. Fucking square. L7 square, as the kids say. So, but yeah. Back then, a lot of people hated this fuck out of the show. Like I said, for good reason. And they probably will this time as well. As I said, the ratings were good for the New Jersey Shore. It's like the Roseanne reboot. I watched it back then. I'll watch it again now. I didn't watch Will and Grace back then. I'm not watching it now. I have no interest. But I'm watching Roseanne, and I'm watching Jersey Shore. Plus, really, it's, you know, I got to keep on pop culture, you know. From a job here. I'm a hip video radio host guy on the internet. Talking about things kids are talking about. Them demographics. Oddly enough, more than half my audience between 18 and 34. So more than half my audience is younger than me. Now, of course, they come here for the humor and the wisdom and the inspiration that is the Stoner Jesus Show, as well they should. It's very important. Stoner Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 36. We got another classic bit I'm going to play. Excuse me. Profiles in Depth on Thomas Edison. I don't even remember that. But it's coming up during the break. You want to check it out. Also, words from our sponsors. Go check out their banners on StonerJesus.net. They support us, so go support them because they're awesome. And their support is awesome. And it's awesome that they keep the lights on, as they say. And if you like the first Jersey Shore, go check out the reunion. It's if you liked it, you'll like it. If you hate it, you'll hate it. And that's, isn't that the way with most things in life? Fuck, that was deep. That's some deep shit.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having Hemptations.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show live. Thanks to you all listening live and on podcast or on replay. It's time for Profiles in Depth. I was really hoping Peter would be here for this. As I mentioned before, he called in sick tonight, which he's actually never done before. He either doesn't show up or he does. But he's not here tonight, so I have to press on without him. Our Profiles in Depth tonight is about Thomas Edison, the great inventor. As you know, if you're a regular listener of the show, it's been a long 2,000 years since the end of the New Testament. St. Peter and I have been up to a lot of shenanigans. We've known a lot of people. And we tell you those stories in a segment we call Profiles in Depth. As I said, Profiles in Depth tonight about Thomas Edison. See, both Peter and I knew Thomas Edison, but I really didn't hang out with Edison. I was way too cool for that. I want to hang out with some fucking nerd and his stupid little inventions. You see, Thomas Edison liked to drink. And that gave him one thing in common with our very own St. Peter. Because St. Peter liked to drink. He likes to drink now. he did back then. He fucking loves it. He don't care what it is. If it's liquid, he'll drink it. It doesn't matter what it is. So Edison and St. Peter became very good drinking buddies. And Peter would come back at some nights and it would just go on and on about all these things that Edison was inventing, and he was a brilliant man and so on and so forth. Just fucking sloshed as he could be. Stumbling all over the place, falling on the floor. And one night he came in, he was just going on and on about something that Edison stole from him. See, St. Peter says that Thomas Edison stole the idea for the light bulb from him. That's right, you heard me correctly. St. Peter says that he was the one that came up with the idea for the light bulb. And that Edison, one of their drunken rambling sessions, stole it from St. Peter. Now, as I point out to St. Peter time and again when he tells the story, he's a fucking moron. For me to believe that someone like Thomas Edison stole an idea from St. Peter, well, it's pretty unbelievable. It is massively unbelievable. But he'll go on and on about how he used to be smart before, you know, the drugs and the drink took a toll. And now he can't even fucking operate an electric blender or a toaster. But he claims he came up with the idea for the light bulb, one of the greatest inventions of all time. And he'll just go on and on about this bullshit about he invented a light bulb and Edison's a fucking asshole. And they had a big falling out after that, because Peter would not let go of this idea that Edison stole the light bulb from... What is that? What the fuck is that? That's the in-studio phone. The call is coming from in the studio complex. Let's see who the fuck this is. Oh, God, I have a pretty good idea. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, motherfucker, St. Peter. You goddamn it. I did invent the fucking light bulb, motherfucker. I invented the fucking light bulb.
Right.
That motherfucker
stole
it from me. Fuck you, Jesus.
I thought you were sick.
I am sick. But that motherfucker, he stole the fucking light bulb from me. That was my fucking idea, Jesus. And you fucking know it. Don't give me that bullshit, Jesus.
Look, Peter, no one believes that. No one believes that.
That's the truth, motherfucker.
That you invented the light
bulb. God damn it. I fucking hate you, Jesus. You know goddamn well that I invented the motherfucking light bulb.
How do I turn
you stupid
this
motherfucker?
Where's this button right here?
I'm gonna fucking kill you, you motherfucker.
There we go. Oh, good Lord. Good Lord. Sick. Sick my ass. He's down there jerking off. I'm up here working, doing a radio show. He's pulling the PUD. He's wrestling with the Cyclops snake. Fuck that. The fuck am I doing here? I should be off somewhere masturbating. Why am I not doing that? Damn, Peter. He's listening to the show, though. That's weird. I never picture St. Peter ever listening to this show, ever. I guess he wants to see what I'm going to say about him. Well, there you go. If you're listening to this, asshole, you're a fucking moron. You didn't invent shit. Shut up. That was interesting. Interesting profiles in depth about Thomas Edison. Some things you didn't know about Thomas Edison. That's right, now you can win bar bets and shit. Go tell your friends. Stoner Jesus Show Live. We'll be back, bitches. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll your own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on StonerJesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20, and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. That's all one word, StonerJesus, to get 10% off your first order at NextBardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
Yeah.
learning the benefits of proper nutrition, supplementation, and personal development to live a healthy and abundant life. Awaken, adjust, and aspire. High on Healthy. Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com. Our mission is to discuss extraction, processing, business practices, and lessons learned with the established experts of the extraction process on Mission Supercritical, a service of Apex Supercritical. Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Educator, author, and advocate Dr. Mitch Earlywine is here to tackle the burning issues.
And I'm here to clear up the myths about cannabis and burn them away with science.
CannabisRadio.com presents a no-holds-barred platform that seeks to redefine and revolutionize the entire scope of the cannabis culture while opening the door for more to join the cannabis crusade.
Dr. Kevin Hill.
You can't ignore the fact that, like alcohol, most people who use don't have a problem. So I think that you need to think about policy in that way while educating people properly about marijuana. I think that's the way to go.
Burning Issues, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Stern Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 36. This is hour 2. Become a patron of the show at patreon.com/sternjesus420. Get the full 2-hour video of the show by becoming a patron. Go do that. patreon.com/sternjesus420. Before we get up out this bitch for the night, I did want to bring this video to your attention of some guy on YouTube named Randy Kopeck. His video has gone viral. When I saw it, it had 362,000 views. I'm sure he has more than that by now. He wants to do a commercial for this beer that he loves, apparently from Costco, called Kirkland Light. So he tries to make this commercial. Now, it was very reminiscent to me, even with a little, beep sound effect. We've done a lot of commercial auditions with St. Peter, like Oreo cookies and, what were some of the other ones? McDonald's. He tried to become the spokesman for them. Bunch of other stuff. Progressive Insurance. And he would do these auditions, and we would send them in to try to get him, various spokesman gigs with big corporations. And nothing really panned out. I guess this Randy Kopeck guy, apparently he's much better at it. The St. Peter is, because he made a viral video out of it. I don't know how many tries he did. We've done like 10 of those audition things for St. Peter, and well, he didn't get shit. But here's Randy Kopeck from YouTube and his Kirkland Light commercial outtakes. You can check it out on YouTube as well.
Kirkland Light. It's 11 a.m. somewhere. Life is swell with a Kirky Ale.
I like the dog barking. She just gives it that just enough of the tinge of white trash that it otherwise might be missing.
Take 17. Don't fuck it up, Randy.
And for those of you not watching the video, well, shame on you. You should be a patron at patreon.com/stonerjesus420. But good old Randy, who may or may not be inebriated, I'm going to bet for a yes. Yes to the inebriation. Keeps busting. I guess every time they do a take, they got to build up this wall of these Kirkland Light boxes, and he busts through it, and then he does his, his little line.
Kirkland Light, available in 48 packs where you buy your pants. Kirkland Light, it's got 30% less calories, so you can drink twice as much. Kirkland Light. Give me a Kirkland, a koozie, and a floozy.
What? No. No, I haven't been throwing dog shit over the fence. Kirkland Light. Do you have a drinking problem? Well, now you got a drinking solution. Kirkland Light. Life is like beer. Drink it in and piss it out. Can we hurry this along? I've got a DJ tonight.
Randy, are you fucking rolling? Here it comes.
Kirkland Light. Don't drink water. Fish piss in it.
This is all pretty good shit.
I'm the Kirkland Light King. This land is my land.
Now when he keeps jumping through, there's somebody behind the wall trying to hold it up, and they're doing it in like various patterns and shit now too. This had to take hours. Absolutely had to take fucking hours to put this together. And like, it was all worth it. Like I said, it went like, you know, super fucking viral.
And this land is your land. This land is Kirkland Light. Brandy, god damn it, dog's eating shit again. Oh yeah, Kirkland Light, the second most important tool in my toolbox.
Is this if you could get it up, Brandy?
God fucking damn it, Brandy. Is dinner ready yet? Then shut the fuck up. Kirkland Light. Those other light beers, it's like fucking in a canoe. It's sex near water.
What the fuck, Randy?
Kirkland Light. The Kirkland second Light. Most important tool in my toolbox.
The second most important tool in my toolbox.
You gotta be grabbing your
shit. Yeah, oh yeah.
Hey, don't forget.
I got to grab my dick part.
Wait, but you gotta be.
They sell livers in bulk?
Costco.
Do they sell livers in bulk? I can't stop laughing after. Wait. Okay, I'll slam the dick. You nail me with a dick without porn, fucking kill you.
Build that fucking wall each time.
This is just as stupid as I thought it would be.
That's pretty damn good. It's even got fucking. It's even got credits. Credits at the end. So good job, Randy Kopack. Go check that shit out on YouTube. You know, a lot of shit on YouTube, but sometimes people put some shit together that's it's not bad at all. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 36. That's going to do it for us. Go check out past shows and all kinds of shit, our link to our social media, all that stuff. And stonerjesus.net. Don't forget, Sunday nights, we stream the first hour of the show live at stonerjesus420 on Twitter and on Periscope. So follow and turn on your notifications so you can see us live on Sunday nights on Twitter and Periscope. Thanks, everybody, for checking us out. Thanks, everybody, who spreads the word about stonerjesus.net. That's some awesome shit of you. We'll see you next week on the Stoner Jesus Show. Dick nuggets. Peace, bitches. Oh.